Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is going to make a lot of guys angry.
Right.
Well, this woman who listens to the show, she thought she was sharing something funny about a guy who it sounds like she thinks is a loser.
Yeah.
Most guys are going to be on this poor man's side because he was looking for something fun and unique, something with a lot, without a lot of pressure he could use as a first date.
Yeah.
And he's getting killed for it. And it really makes you realize how little we understand women and how the ones we think we want maybe aren't worth it.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So this Facebook message came in to us, I think it was Wednesday during the show.
Whatever.
And it's from a woman named Brooke. No, sorry, it was yesterday during the show. And it's from a woman named Brooke. And she wrote us this letter because during Hate Mail the Week on Wednesday, we talked about how rare it is to get an honest opinion from a woman when it comes to what they're looking for in a man. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She thought she would help us with that. So just so you can picture in your head, as I read you this Facebook message, she told me she's 31 years old because we went back and forth a little bit.
That's prime time.
She's very attractive. And it seems she has a certain standard when it comes to places she'll accept being taken out.
All right.
Okay? So her Facebook message is as follows, and Brooke writes us, quote, I was set up with a guy through a friend. He's good looking and has a great job. I thought it was a perfect situation.
Sounds it.
He told me to meet him at the public market Wednesday night for dinner. I thought he had reservations at Fiorella or Cure or one of those nice places.
So there's restaurants, legit restaurants in the public market.
So this is newer in the last couple of years, but yeah, there were some really nice places down there. Fiorella and Cure being two of them, I guess. Okay. So she says, no, that's not where he took her. Quote, his idea of a good first date was the food truck rodeo. Some crappy band and a bunch of trucks serving cheap food in cardboard bowls.
Oh, so it was CMF night.
I thought he was kidding when I first met up with him and when he told me his plan. I gently suggested we go somewhere else, but he didn't pick up on it. I knew this wasn't going to work out, so I asked him to get in line and get me something. I told him I had to go to the bathroom, and I left. She goes on, what idiot thinks that a food truck rodeo is a good first date? This is the impression you want to make? This is how you treat a woman you want to impress? All of you guys that listen at WCMF, that is not a good first impression. Wow her in the beginning or don't take her out at all. What the hell is this woman's problem, man?
I mean, if your first date involves a basket of food, you're that's not good.
What do you mean it's not good?
It's not good.
What's
but
wrong
I,
with that?
But I would argue you're getting all the options in the world.
Okay. First of all, you're on a first date.
Yeah.
Stop looking at the menu.
Well, then what's... What
slow
do you
down,
mean?
Sister.
Yeah, Tommy wants you to look at all of him. Check me out.
But like when you're... Okay, so like if you're...
Strap it on the feed bag on a first date.
So you're saying on a first date, you're deciding on the restaurant and you're not taking into consideration at all like what she likes to eat.
Well, I'm going to take her someplace nice. Okay. I'll have some options.
Okay, but this is the ultimate place with all of the options.
Okay. No restaurant on a first date should have wheels on it. And a radiator and a propane tank.
Hold on. I would make the argument that food truck rodeo is a perfect first blind. It's a blind date. She's essentially on a blind date.
Yeah.
It's low pressure. It's wide open.
You can't have a cocktail. I can't.
Can
have
you,
a
do they have booze at the food truck rodeos?
Not sure. I think so.
They had a wine truck, but they found it in a lake.
Bro. Okay, listen.
No, it's not a good... It might be a third date, a fourth date, or something like that. But like the initial hanging out, I think you want to be in a restaurant. You want to be at a bar.
No, because food truck rodeo, perfect first date because it gives that person an easy out if things aren't working out.
Well, she took the easy out before it even started.
But you know right away, as that dude, you didn't have to waste your money.
No, because he got in line to get food.
He's stuck with an $8 meatball. Yes. She's home.
Okay.
I'll read you the quote again. This is from the Facebook message from Brooke.
But cheaper than sit-down dinner.
Okay, that's true. She says, I'm sorry. I gently suggested we go somewhere else. He didn't pick up on it. I knew this wasn't going to work out, so I asked him to get in line and get me something. I told him I had to go to the bathroom and left. So the poor sucker's sitting there with two meals by himself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, like, if I'm going to do a first date, it would have to involve sitting at a bar first, having a drink.
No.
Like, if you really want to get to know somebody, sitting there having a cocktail and hanging out at a bar was way more cordial than standing in line for a freaking, I don't know what the hell you eat these things.
Anything you want.
Yeah, I know. They got it all.
Yeah.
They got it all. Here's your meatball.
Look, this is an arrogant woman. An arrogant woman. And like I said, she's very good looking. But she admits in this...
So she can be arrogant. She's good looking.
But hold on. She admits in this Facebook message, so is the guy that she was meeting. She was attracted to him. And let's be real. You're set up on a blind date at 31 years old. I don't know how picky you can get about where you're going for dinner. Oh, can we be in agreement there? If you're getting set up on a blind date at 31, you can't be like, no, thank you.
But I also don't consider...
I'm meeting a stranger. No, thank you.
But if you establish, like if I said first date, you want to get together for drinks. Okay.
Okay.
All right. But if I say first date, let's get dinner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dinner.
Sure.
I'm assuming that's a restaurant, not a park bench.
Well, she said meet me at the public market, and she assumed it was dinner.
One of them high end joints.
So he didn't say anything wrong.
It's kind of bait and switch.
Oh my God.
It really is.
See, it's weird because like I have a friend right now who's just kind of in the same boat, like getting set up with people. Yeah, yeah. Like in.
Could you have said that, Creeper?
I know.
She on the market.
What? That's what you say.
And she told me she prefers like a casual date to start out because she doesn't feel as like obligated if she ends up not liking the guy to like call him back. Like,
well, what's casual to her? Well, like, I mean, that's a very vague statement.
To your point, well, like getting drinks or like something like this where you can kind of like get food, walk around, and exit if you don't want to extend the date, you know?
But that's every day you can walk out.
You can, but you look like
what restaurant are you going to? North Korea?
But like you're not stuck at a table.
Gang, you cannot leave.
You're not stuck at a table with forced conversation where you just know like this is just a waste of my time.
And bro, we've all been on bad dates. Have you ever walked out of a date in your life?
No. Okay, no, I don't have the balls.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. You're a little bitch ass, no ball bitch. 2226000. I want to hear from you break room ladies in all sincerity. Because look, I know we say we want to hear from women and we criticize that guy when Kimmy opens up her mind and we get all of the information.
Yes.
This woman gives us information that she says we don't know and now I'm calling your
I think she's right.
2226000. Break room ladies, is she right or is this a stuck up you know what of a woman? And again, this woman, Brooke, writes us a Facebook message and she was very nice in the Facebook message. I feel bad saying these things, but okay. Gets set up on a blind date with a guy on Wednesday night. He says, meet me at the public market. She thought they were going to a restaurant down there. It was the food truck rodeo. She said she gently tried to tell him, I want to go somewhere else. He didn't pick up on it.
Yeah.
And she ghosted him. She said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. You get me something in line. And she effing left. And then proceeds to make fun of him at the end of the Facebook message.
Well, you know who she should be mad at? Mm. The friend that set them up. Because if their friend, if her friend knew that like she's like sit down dinner first date person, she picked the wrong dude to set her up with.
No, but that dude could be a high-end dude who just wanted a low-pressure situation.
Okay, I guess you're right, but...
She says in the Facebook message you had a great job.
I mean, so let's say she gets all dolled up.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, she's got the heels on.
Dolled up.
But, you know, she's dressed up to go out.
Yeah, no, totally.
And she's going to go food truck rodeo.
You people get dolled up to go to the food truck rodeo.
No, they don't.
It's a place to be seen, man. It's like the Grauman's Chinese Theater of Rochester.
A lot of Chinese themes in this show.
Yeah, it's weird. It's working out. Maybe it's the Tokyo Olympics on.
Yeah,
runs.
Maybe so. Yeah. Maybe so. No, I think, what are you saying? Like, for a first date, what are you going to drop on her? $15?
Bro, those food truck rodeos are pretty expensive.
How much?
I don't know. Like, those meatballs are like $10, man.
Yeah.
And you're not just going to eat a meatball. You're going to get a couple of things.
I don't want to watch a woman slobbing down food on a first date.
Could you sound like more of a
She should be sipping a glass of wine.
Oh, my God. You are... I love how like picky you think you can be by women.
Why? I don't want some hog ass woman.
You're taking anything before your wife.
Big ass trucker mouth.
You would take anything you could get, you big fat liar.
You just
or should
eat.
I say dainty little liar?
But you just want to eat. Like, all you think about is first date. Like, all I can see in your head is like French fries and meatballs bouncing around your
little female
head.
Yeah, that actually
head.
Sounds awesome. French fries and meatballs. No, who eats French fries and meatballs?
You would.
I would eat French
he
fries.
He would
and meatballs.
Too.
I mean, I would eat. You could get that at IKEA.
Your husband would.
Yeah, he would.
2226000. All right, the break room ladies have showed up, and we love hearing
what
from you. All right, is this woman stuck up or is she right? Let's talk to Marsha. She's on CMFA. Marsha, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So I think she is genuinely stuck up, honestly. The relationship I'm in now, I've been in for 4.5 years. We're engaged, and our first date was pretty much McDonald's.
Congratulations.
I didn't.
Well, how old were you when you went to McDonald's? 15?
Actually, I was 19.
Okay, you're a kid.
Okay, that doesn't really. Okay.
Yeah, you're not even a grown-ass person
yet.
Well,
no, because you have to think about it. If you're going on a date with somebody, obviously, like, the guy's going to pay most of the time. That's what's expected. I don't really expect people to pay for me. So if they're going to pay for my meal, I'm happy with what I'm going to get. So I'm not very picky.
So McDonald's was your choice?
No, I'd love a food truck rodeo, honestly.
Okay, but did you get to keep the toy when dinner was done with your now fiancé?
I sure did, and I still have it.
All right, so Marcia, she is stuck up. I wish you wouldn't have told us that you went to McDonald's on your first date, because your opinion would have carried a little more weight. I'm just being honest with you, Marcia.
So true.
No, I understand completely. But, like, my point of, like, telling you guys that was, you know, it's a first date. You don't know where you're going. She just kind of assumed she was going somewhere nice. If she wanted to go somewhere nicer, they should have pre-planned it.
Marcia, your fiancé seems like a really nice guy based on the way that
Sounds
you're speaking.
A little busted.
Could you, like, I would not have the balls to take, like, at least the food truck rodeo is unique and, like, hipstery, right?
Mm. Yeah.
I would not have the balls to take a woman to McDonald's on a first date.
And I'm only his second ever girlfriend, so.
Not help. Okay. I'm going to let you go, Marcia. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Okay. I think we should strike Marcia for the record.
Yeah, so an awkward 19-year-old ends up at McDonald's for a first date. Okay.
All right, but the break room ladies have shown up.
All right, what are they saying?
Well, let's talk to Stacy. She's on CMF. Hey, Stacy, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
Stuck up. I can't even believe this is real.
I mean, look, most of the letters and Facebook messages, we feel the same way. But go on, Stacy. I'm sorry.
I mean, she sounds like an idiot. I highly doubt from this she's ever going to get a second date with anyone if they are listening to this story.
Well, a couple of Brooks out there. Mm-hmm. And by the way, oh, no, now I feel bad for every Brooke in Rochester because every guy's going to think that Brooke they
How
meet.
How many Brooks are there?
I don't know. Is Brooke a very popular name anymore, Kimmy?
Yeah, I know. I know some Brooks.
Okay. Stacy, are you married?
I am married.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
First date with your husband was what?
It was 25 years ago. I don't even remember. How sad is that?
Which means it's not even memorable.
Well, but to her point, then it didn't matter. That's what she
said. It
didn't
matter, but I just think this takes all of the pressure off. You're at the rodeo. You can walk around. You can listen to music. You can have a beer. You know, first dates are so hard to begin with anyway. It's so awkward.
Amen, sister. Well, Stacy, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. It sounds like she was so upset she was having a hard time figuring out what
to do. But I like how all these chicks go, I would be satisfied with this and I'd be satisfied with that. They're all such liars, man.
I don't think so.
Y'all want it all.
Yeah! It's Queen. No, but like, bro, maybe.
You know,
maybe
they all act like, simple gal, man.
See, I think if.
Gimme.
You get to the date and you're interested in the dude, anything goes. Maybe you have this jaded sense. Maybe you have this jaded sense of women don't like that because they just were trying to get out of any date you took them on.
I mean, look, in all sincerity, I know she's insulting you, but she's right about us, man. Like, we don't have a lot of leeway. Right? We don't have the ability to go, let's go to McDonald's, because we're already ugly.
I mean, I always way overspent on first dates.
So did I, but maybe we were dumb for doing that.
I don't know, because the other option wouldn't have worked for us.
But I never tried, really. I mean, do you
think some girl would want to go to McDonald's with us? McDonald's don't even want us.
No, I know. If I took my wife on a first date to McDonald's, I don't think I would have gotten a second date.
Right.
I mean, but I did take women out to, like, coffee, and that worked out. And that's cheaper than McDonald's.
Busted women.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Hey, I'm sorry. What was the name of that woman you dated who was
Troutmouth?
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
The one who almost killed me with a car.
She had male pattern baldness.
Yes.
And you're going to talk to me about busted chicks I was
dating? No, listen, I have dated the busted. And I have first dated the busted. But I think I overspent even on the bus.
Though. What is wrong with you?
Wait, Pat, on your first date with your wife, didn't you like run out of money?
I did. Yeah. I brought $100 cash and I was $1 short of the bar tip.
So it didn't matter. The first date didn't really matter.
Well, but I did.
If she was already interested in you, clearly.
Well, but see, that's a side by side because you're right. I ran out of money.
Yeah.
But I also spent $100 on just drinks.
Yeah, that he didn't have.
Yeah, so
he didn't have that $100 to piss away.
Did not.
That'd be like the equivalent now of you going out on a first date and losing your house.
You're not wrong, man.
Because that's all you had.
All right, listen. Mm. I want to keep going with this because we haven't gotten to the most important part of the story here.
After the date.
And I want to hear from you ladies, Jill and Renee. I want to hear from Mark. Rammer's sitting on hold. We got one phone line open. Sit tight. Give me 180 seconds because maybe, Tommy, the way you describe this, the woman that every man thinks they want ain't worth it. The older you get, the smarter you get.
That's true.
Supposed to.
Yeah.
180 seconds. We'll get right back into it next year in the break room. 96.5 WCMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.